Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Ellen.
I'm Anissa.
My name's Anissa.
And I'm Ellen.
Hey, everybody. It's Ellen.
And Anissa.
This is Anissa and Ellen Raw. And this is Raw.
It's Raw, baby.
We're coming to you from Atlanta, and we're so excited.
We are so excited. Our vision for the Raw movement is... more than anything, we really want to allow other women to tell their story. So we will be interviewing women from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some will be in the fitness world and some won't. Well, and just being able to share their stories in the hopes that hearing how their journey towards authenticity, mm-hmm. in whatever that means for them, inspires and gives space and permission for the rest of us,
right.
to own that part of ourselves.
Right.
Hey there. Welcome. My name's Anissa.
And I'm Ellen.
Yay!
We're coming to you from Atlanta, and we're so excited.
We are so excited. So this is our inaugural podcast, and we're Anissa and Ellen Raw.
And we're just here to, I guess this first, the inaugural, I'm so excited, like crazy butterflies. That we're actually doing this.
It's crazy that we are. And the way that it came to be is even more crazy. But so RAW stands for Real Authentic Women. And just so we'll throw this out there to begin with, Ellen and I are both 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're both fitness professionals.
Yes.
And
we're both going through that whole aging process. Menopause.
Yep. Menopause, and in different ways. And I guess this podcast, we just kind of want to introduce you to us.
And to Raw,
and to tell you a little bit about the movement and the community that we're kind of anxious to roll out there.
Yeah. So we're going to start, I think, by telling you all how we met each other.
For sure.
So Anissa and I are instructors at a club here in Atlanta, and I was in the instructor office, as I think a lot of instructors do. I was in the instructor office practicing my choreography for a kickboxing class.
That was 5 minutes from starting.
And the door opens and this blonde woman comes in. And if you don't know anything about fitness instructors, a lot of times we don't actually interact with each other than via email or text. Simply because, you know, for those of us like me who have full-time jobs, I'm not at the gym all the time.
Yeah, we don't see each other.
But we do, you know, unless we do meetings. So I knew Anissa from text and emails just through the group. And so this was the first time I'd ever actually seen her in front of me. And I was in there, who knows what I was doing. And I probably apologized and introduced myself. And it went from there. But what's interesting is I remember getting in my car after class and driving and going, oh my God, she's got the buffest arms. If you've never seen, she's got the buffest arms I've ever seen. And so, well, I'll let Anissa tell you about that. And then I'll describe Anissa to you from my perspective, and then she can describe me.
Yes.
So go ahead and tell them about
when we met. All right. So it's like the other side of the same equation, right? It's like the Gospels. We're hearing all the different stories from the same perspective, right? Or the different stories from the
different perspectives from the same story.
There we go. Yeah. So I walk into the office and I actually almost hit her with the door because she was like doing some kind of kickbox thing, which I do not do anything choreographed. So already I was like, wow, look at all that. And she was like, oh, sorry, don't mind my shit. I'm just getting ready for class. I'm writing my combos. And I'm like, okay. And I go to get my mic. And I just remember thinking, like, looking at her move and just thinking, dang, that is like she had like her tattoos and she had on like the sleeve. I remember you wore pants that weren't like leggings.
Yeah, they were camo.
Yes.
Like, Capri
tights.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know, I'm a little naive. I'd never seen that, right? Because I have not.
Instructors wear tights.
Right. We wear tights. And I'm newer to that arena than Ellen is. And so I was like, Dad, she's like the coolest chick I've ever seen. So yeah,
she really knows who I am.
Yeah, no, you're still so cool. And then I grabbed my mic and off I went, toddled off to the cycle studio. But that's how we met the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Anissa's, my first impression of Anissa was this beautiful, hot, buff chick who was, she's very much a free spirit. I mean, everything about her. She has, you know, instructors are supposed to be very motivational. And so everybody has kind of a different, their own way of being motivational in class. Anissa's that person that can go in there and tell you some really weird shit that you're looking at her like, what? But she completely pulls it off. And you leave there going, oh my gosh, I just feel so good. And I'm going to go out in there. Like, she's that person who's like, you know what? Whatever you need to fill your cup here today, you filled it. Now you go out into the world and you fill somebody else's cup. Like, I could not get away with saying that shit. So she's this very free spirited. I mean, if you knew anything about her family and her girls, they're all such free spirits. But I also thought she was a little weird. Like, I was like,
yeah, for sure.
She's a little weird, but like in a positive way. And then later on, I found out kind of why. I'm going to let her share that if she wants to. But why I felt like that. And it completes the picture for me. But she is my go-to person. Like, if I am feeling so ridiculously over anything, life, my job, you know, whatever's going on, I'll text her, and she always has something. You know, it's easy to just say, oh, well, everything's going to be okay. You know, she has this way of talking to you that you know she truly empathizes and knows exactly what you're going through. And that's why I love her to death. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, it is. So my impression of Ellen, and it still is the same. So Ellen is like, if you know Ellen, she has a cool factor that I don't know anyone else who is as cool as you. She is so cool. Like, her music is so cool. And yo, wait till y'all see our logo. Damn, right? She made that shit is cool. So she just has this total cool factor, and she knows, like, she skateboards. She and Chuck both skateboard, and she has this heart. Like, you know, you hear the saying, she'd give you the shirt off her back. Ellen would give you every shirt in her wardrobe. She would not just give you the shirt on her back. She'd ask you which one you want.
I would.
And
they don't fit me right now, but they will one day. Soon.
And if they don't,
I know.
We just roll with it, right? And she's and then the other thing about Ellen too is she's really bossy.
I'm extremely she's controlling. Super,
but it's so good because I'm a hot mess. And so if I don't have someone to go, could we please do the thing? We need to do the thing would never happen. Like, this thing would never happen. So she's bossy in such a good way. And if you know her from where we teach, she is the queen of all things community. And so she really drives the community at the club in terms of her. She's an amazing, wicked photographer, crazy funny, raw as they come, smart, smart as a whip, and just... So here's the thing. So I, here's the thing.
So you know what? Just,
yeah, here
just
comes
deal
the thing.
With it.
Here comes,
here
the,
comes
thing.
The thing.
So here's the thing. The older I get, the harder it is to make friends. And I would say that's true for probably women in general.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I had like two really, really beautiful best friends. And one was my college girlfriend, Stacy. And she passed away from breast cancer 4 years ago. And then when I moved to Georgia, I met my Stacy on the East Coast, Hadley. And she actually passed away 4 years ago on the 15th of this month. So I lost both of my very best friends to the day within 4 months of each other. And so I pretty much had put away having that tight girlfriend I just figured those were my two. You know, I'm busy. I've got kids. I've got this. And then I met Ellen. And so Ellen is like, when we say, you know, we'll say soul sister or whatever,
right,
like it's like the truth. It's like the way that I connect with her on such an authentic and soul level is, it's really uncommon. And you people out there that are listening, you women especially, if you have that friend, So here's what I would say to you. Instead of saying hold tight to that friend, I would say let loose of that friend. Because when you let loose of that friend, the friendship is even better.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't hold tight to each other.
We don't.
We just love each other fiercely, but we don't hold tight.
Mm-mm.
And it's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful.
It is
beautiful.
Yeah, it's really
great. When you talk about yin and yang, I mean, that's us. You know, she's blonde and I'm dark haired. She's tall and thin and I'm short. And that's why I can skateboard and surf and snowboard really well.
Yeah, but I got a big old ass, yo.
She does.
I do. I got a nice
butt. Her music selections are questionable.
For sure.
And mine are completely driven by rock and roll.
So awesome.
And heavy metal. Yeah. But it works. And that's why we started this group. And so we're going to tell you a little bit about why we started it and why
we want
to do that. What our focus is. But it really started. And to be honest, I can't even remember the conversation that we had about this. I remember that it was toward the end of 2017.
Yes.
Because our goal was to launch Real Authentic Women, and this is Ellen Real Authentic Women, in the beginning of 2018, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it stemmed from, and Anissa will tell you her personal story, but it really stemmed from my battle with early onset menopause. And I've gone through all my life not ever worrying about my weight, not ever, you know, my fitness career has been a long fitness career. I've never had to worry about working out, eating, you know, I did all the things I'm supposed to be healthy, but then all of a sudden, because I had a, hysterectomy, due to some things that were going on with my body, early onset menopause hit. I know exactly the day it happened. And so I've been battling it for about 3 or 4 or 5 years. And it's in all of, you know, my entire life, I've never had an issue where I could not manage it. I could not, find a solution, could not do whatever it is that I needed to do to manage it and get over it or whatever. But this has hit me hard. This has got me way down.
And y'all, just to share a little bit about that, just watching Ellen, it's not just about the symptoms. It's not just about feeling like she does in her body. You have to think about the arena that we work in.
Right.
And as an instructor, when you put on
30 pounds,
right? People are assholes, quite frankly.
Yeah. And that's that's how it started.
Yeah.
I'm a very, positive person. I've never, ever let anybody says affect me or, you know, and I try to be very empathetic. I try to think about people and where they're coming from. But, I can tell you exactly when, it happened. It was on a Saturday morning and I was getting ready for one of my classes. We always have to be there like 15 minutes early. We got music playing and two ladies that I know very well, who I'll not name, but if they listen to this podcast, they will know it is because they will know exactly what I'm talking about. did not realize that I overheard them talking about me. And they said, one of them asked the other if she was still going to hire a personal trainer. And the other said, yep, she was going to. She had thought about, she really wanted to hire me, but she was not going to do it now because I had gained so much weight and she did not want to look like me. So, you know, in the past, it would have been, okay, they don't know my story. They don't know what's going on. But with my hormone changes and the moodiness that has now set in and, you know, to be frank, some of the depressive thoughts that have set in, I was so hurt. And then I had to teach a class with that in my head. So
probably with them in your class.
Yes, they were in my class.
Yep.
And so I thought long and hard about it. And, you know, I haven't been on social media very long, just 2 or 3 years. I did it because of the gym. But I thought, you know what, I wonder if there's anybody else out there that is feeling the same way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I racked my brain and I looked on Instagram to all of these fitness professionals. I didn't see anybody who spoke about these things. You know, your positive motivation is always like your videos of what you're doing and you in bikinis and all
burpees
this kind of stuff.
Burpees in bikinis. Like that happens for real.
I know. Well, it happens in my class. I don't know about yours, but anyway, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to put this out there and I'm going to talk about because it troubled me a lot. And I felt like maybe it was a way for me to be able to express. And it was amazing how many women and men, frankly, who came up to me and thanked me for putting myself out there. Mm-hmm. And that's how this whole thing started with Anissa. And when we talked about it, and Anissa's story is a little different. That's what makes this so great. It's like mm-hmm. everybody's different. Everybody's story is different. Everybody's struggles are different. Mm-hmm. But and so we want a forum where we talk about all of it. It's not just a forum for, you know, depression or for cancer survivors, or it's for everybody. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a story. So what may be your story may not seem meaningful to me, but we acknowledge it mm-hmm. and we talk about it. Everybody has a story. So I'm going to let Anissa tell you her story.
So when we started Raw, I remember asking, again, a little meeting in the instructor office, and I remember asking Ellen, hey, Ellen, aren't you turning 50 this year? And she said, yeah. And I said, I am too. Do you want to, I said, you know, most instructors don't prioritize their own, well, I shouldn't say most, I'm speaking for other people. No. For me, I did not prioritize my own self-care, mm-hmm. my own fitness, my own anything. And I was really starting to not get my own workouts in. I felt like shit. I was tired. I had no energy. And so I asked Ellen if she would want to be an accountability partner.
Now I remember.
And it was right before New Year's. Mm-hmm. So we decided, yeah, let's totally do that. And we decided to launch the Anissa and Ellen accountability tour. And when we started thinking about what that would mean, we decided that we didn't have the name yet.
Right.
But we did decide that we would not filter any picture, mm-hmm. which we don't ever.
We don't.
Mm-mm. Unless it's a Snapchat, right?
Right.
So we don't filter any picture, and that we would do one take. So every single time we ever videoed something, it was always one take. And mm-hmm. we came up with the Raw name later. But you know, Ellen's right. So my struggles are not the same as Ellen's. And you know, I still am struggling.
Yeah, well, there's some, but the things that are really bothered you were different than mine.
Yeah. My big kind of journey, I would say, in my 50th year really had to do with getting out of this place of survival. Mm-hmm. And I'm an awesome survivalist.
You are.
I mean, holy smokes.
Amazing.
I mean, and I'm sure it came from I have 5 children, and I'm sure it came from being a single mom at some point and just working lots of different jobs and those kinds of things. You just put your head down and you work and you survive mm-hmm. and you survive. But I'm horrible at thriving. Mm-hmm. I got to stop saying that. I'm not. I'm learning to thrive. So.
Right.
So that's still an ongoing issue for me. And finances is a huge barrier in my life. And just kind of learning, you know, when you're surviving, you don't ever think about having a plan for that. Cause mm-hmm. the plan is my family going to eat this week? Are we going to have rent? Are we going to have this? Right. So you don't think about that. And I was thinking last night, actually, how awesome it is because Ellen doesn't have that issue.
I don't.
Ellen has an amazing job, does very well. So it didn't even occur to me till last night that I need to vibe off of her. Like when I'm in her presence, I need to soak up that energy of not stressing about money, about just having this attitude of, well, of course it's there, right? That's just not something that you struggle with, right?
Right.
And so I started thinking about Raw. And really, that's kind of what we do. We mm-hmm. allow women when we had our group, relaunching it, but mm-hmm. we provide a space
exactly
for women of all walks of life, mm-hmm. all ages and stages. They don't have to be menopausal mm-hmm. like we are to be able to feel safe enough without judgment to share.
To share. And because you know what, if you put it out there, you absolutely have no idea what will bounce back at you.
That's right.
And
the support, the way you mm-hmm. get filled up from the community. And then if you don't, like, if let's say there's something that you are struggling with, someone in the group might not struggle from that. So guess what? That's like your ticket to what should I do in this situation?
Right.
What is that person doing? And it never occurred to me to look at you that way. And what a, I mean, yeah, you were a great model for that.
Well, that's why when I was describing you earlier, you know, I'm a very positive person and I feel like I can motivate other people, but I it's very difficult for me to do it for myself. But I get that from you. Like there's so many things about you, the way you meditate, the way you look at certain aspects of life. Like I feel like, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, I'm always apologizing for my moodiness and for, I feel like I've just become this chronic, constant complainer about things when I really should, when I never used to be. And I'm a very grateful person, but I just feel like this thing just weighs so heavy on me, you know, weight gain and low energy and, you know, just trying to get to the next moment, you know, without falling apart. Yeah. But I think about you. So here's another thing that you'll learn about Anissa and I. Anissa, we're so different in that I've been married one time for 28 years to an amazing dude, but please don't tell him that I told him that. Brian, don't tell him that I told him that. Because I did forget our anniversary this past Saturday. However, I don't have any children. But Anissa has 5 children, and she's been married twice.
Oh, no, I'm on 3. My third.
Oh, 3.
Yeah. I know. Look at that. Brian just, his eyes just got huge.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. No. Like, all of that shit doesn't matter.
No.
And, but her perspective and my perspectives are different, but it's a good thing, because then we talk about things from a different perspective, and we learn things from each other that I would never even think about it in that way, you know. So when she tells you that she was a survivalist, I mean, absolutely. And it's so funny because, you know, when you get to be our age, you're like, oh, well, back when we were 20s, we could act like that. But now, you know, we should have had a job for 30 years and we should have 5 kids and we should have a house that's, you know, this much money and this many cars. And that's absolutely not the case at all. And it's amazing.
But if you have that, that's okay.
Yeah. And if you have it, it's okay. But it's absolutely amazing to run into people and to hear other people's stories and just realize that's sort of like not the norm anymore.
No,
you know
it's
what
not.
I'm saying?
And when in the community, in the Raw group, talk about hearing women that you never heard a peep from at the gym.
Right.
Coming out and sharing their stories, true introverts, really opening up in that forum and sharing some really tender, vulnerable things.
I mean, I was crying almost every freaking day that something was
happening. Although, I mean, sometimes people would share something funny too, but I don't want you, you know, but.
No, it's all different.
It is.
So, you know, we've been talking about this group, and so let's back up just a second. So Anissa and I decided we wanted to do this, and we had all these big plans, and we still do. You know, we wanted to do a podcast. We want to do a YouTube channel. We want to do all of this stuff. So the first thing that we did was we started the private Facebook group, and we invited a bunch of women. We actually invited a couple of men, especially who we thought would provide some knowledge.
Yeah, I excommunicated.
I know,
them,
but we're now excommunicating them just because we want it to be just for women, because we are real authentic women. But anyway, so we started this Facebook page and we invited all these women, and we started posting all this stuff, and it was amazeballs, man.
Within 2 weeks, we had like over 200 people in the group, and
holy shit, it was so fast. And people were contributing, they were commenting, they were loving it, they were telling us how much they loved it. And I think we just overextended ourselves.
For sure.
Like we were like
racehorse out of the gate.
Yeah. So on Monday we're gonna do this, and then it's your turn to do this. And then did you post this? And are you gonna do this? And instead of letting it flow, and then my job got in the way. And I love, 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 love my job, but we've had a lot of changes at my job in the last couple of years. And so I was completely engulfed in my job, my full-time job. So it died down. Like it literally died down.
It came to a halt.
It came to a
halt.
For
sure.
So if anybody's listening to this, that is part of the group, No, Anissa and I did not have a falling out. Some people thought we had this falling out. Yeah. No, it was absolutely my fault. It was my job. But you know what?
Things and some people happen. Ask me, are you mad at Ellen?
Yeah.
Because she's, no, I like I just said, you don't hold that tight to your best friends.
No, yeah.
Life is life, and I support her in whatever she does. I mean, that's yes. That's what love is.
And, it, you know, life just changes like mm-hmm. that. Things, other things interfere. Other things get in the way. But we always kept in touch, and mm-hmm. we always knew that we were going to
at some relaunch point.
It. And I completely believe in, you know, things happen for a reason, mm-hmm. and they happen when they're supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. So I never was worried about it. Were you ever worried about it?
Never.
I was never worried about it.
Never. Matter of fact, the next time we actually even, this is months, y'all. This is like 6 months later.
Like, yeah.
All of a sudden I text Ellen and I'm like, so do you want to do a podcast? And she's like, yeah. Okay. That was less than 2 months ago.
Well,
and here we are.
Here we are. And
right?
What's so funny is that, you know, and we're going to introduce Brian. We're going to have Brian put his male perspective on this as yeah. well. Because I've known Brian forever. Like, Brian works with me at work, and he took my classes for years. And I was like, hey, my really good friend Brian does podcasts. And it's like, and so, you know, it's one thing for you to want to do it, and then, you know, for your friend to say, oh, my friend does podcasts. And you're like, okay, what kind of chintzy little right. cheesy getup does he have
right.
in his apartment? And so then we had, and to be honest, Brian told me about this whole podcast thing like several years ago when he started it. And I was like, oh, that's great, Brian. Great. You know, wonderful. And I would see it through his feed and Instagram. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But, you know, never really giving. And then I started listening to more podcasts and I was like, you know, Anissa's idea. So then we met with Brian mm-hmm. and it was like meant to be.
Yeah.
Like it would totally was meant to be.
Yeah, totally.
And he's actually a lot smarter than he looks.
Oh, that's pretty harsh there, Ellen.
That's right? A joke. He's sitting
okay.
right here.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Brian is amazeballs, and I love him dearly. He's one of my closest friends, and he is, this has been, like, it's all fallen into place,
it
I
is.
Think.
And I think, too, like, one of the things that, just to tell anybody who's listening, so kind of how we envision our vision for the Raw movement is, you know, occasionally it'll be Ellen and I chatting about specific issues.
Yeah.
Today, it's just basically
an intro.
Intro, letting you get to know us a little bit, our personalities a little bit. But more than anything, we really want to allow other women to tell their story. So right. we will be interviewing women from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some will be in the fitness world and some won't.
Well.
And just being able to share their stories in the hopes that hearing how their journey towards authenticity mm-hmm. in whatever that means for them inspires and gives space and permission for the rest of us
right.
to own that part of ourselves.
Right.
And so that's really what the podcast is about. I mean, sure, you know, we might sometimes talk about getting in your water and your macros. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
don't
sometimes
know.
That'll happen.
It's just, it's all about health and wellness. It's,
right.
It's not just about fitness. It's just not about exercise.
No.
It's about being true and authentic to who you are. So it could be anything from, you know, talking about sex to talking about mm-hmm. breast implants to mm-hmm. talking about, maybe something in your history that was abusive that you need
yep.
an outlet for. So
yep.
that's what we want. And it's raw, you know, it's not glossed over.
No.
It's not, you know, doing burpees on the beach in a bikini with your hair perfect. It's, you know, it's two fitness instructors who stand up on a stage that people look to and, you know, look to them to help them achieve their goals, who are aging and trying to age gracefully and trying to go with the flow and trying to like just maneuver life at 50
and love life.
Yeah. And
right?
love life.
Like
and
love life.
Exactly. And we love it. Mm-hmm. And so we just want a forum. We want a space, like Anissa said, a space, because that's her total yoga Pilates. So flighty, free spirited verbiage that I love so much, which is totally not me. You know, I'm just like, we just want you to just fucking be yourself.
For sure.
Like, that's what I say.
That's what we want.
So we've got the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a YouTube channel, which mm-hmm. is just mainly going to be outtakes and adventures. We've got a private Facebook group, and we've got a public as well as an Instagram page. So we'll put all of that.
And a website.
Yeah, and a website. We'll put all of that out.
In the show notes.
Yeah, in show notes. And we'd love for you to.
Yes, we want you to come and like vibe with us. See if
join the Facebook group,
friend us. If this is something that you've been looking for, you're not even sure. I mean,
join the Facebook group.
Yep.
So before we go, let me tell you a story really quickly, because this is exactly why we created Anissa and Ellen Raw. Mm. I have, my husband and I, when we first moved here, went to a local restaurant and met this young man who we absolutely love. He was a bartender, he was a server there. He got married to this wonderful woman, and we just lost touch. You know, we keep up on Facebook or whatever. They got married and had a baby, and she gained a lot of weight with her, you know, with her pregnancy and her baby. And unbeknownst to me, because I don't keep in touch with them that often, I didn't realize some of the struggles she was going through with her weight, with being a new mother, a wife. And so we invited her to the page, to the private group page. And she did not, I didn't even know if she was still in there. She did not like anything. She did not respond or comment to anything.
She didn't participate,
in
the challenges, activities. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one day, she commented this paragraph about how she was reading all of our, she was keeping track of it. She was reading all the comments. She was reading everything that we posted. And there were several times where she thought she would leave the group. And then she realized that she needed the group, and she reached out. I mean, I bawled like a baby. And sure enough, she came in, we got her hooked up. Anissa did a health coaching session with her. We got her at the gym, and she's thriving now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's who we're trying to reach out to. That's who we're talking to. Like, we have all those folks. You're going to meet in the next podcast, Christina. And Christina's very vocal, and she's very involved, and she's a lover of life, and she's so who she is. And we have a lot of those people. But we also have those people that don't. And you know what? You don't even have to say anything if you don't want to. If you get whatever it is that you get from it, you don't even have to tell us.
No. Participation does help, for sure. I mean, participating in... especially, you know, Ellen and I have some great ideas of different things to get you out of your comfort zone, for sure. And that's what helps us to grow.
You don't change. You cannot change the things in your life that you're struggling with if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't try something different, if you don't reach out for help. And everybody knows that. And like, we're not telling you anything you don't already know.
Right.
But maybe you don't have anybody to talk to about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you need one of us Looney Tunes to show you how we failed at something for you to say, you know what, I can do this, or let me reach out and ask. And let me tell you, we failed so many times. I've been battling this menopause thing for 4 years. I still don't have my fucking shit together. And, you know, it's a struggle. And one day I'll get it. And one day the answer will be right there. But in the meantime, I need you all to feel my fucking pain. That's what I need you all to do.
Yep. And to not just say, oh, it'll be okay. Right.
Yeah.
To just listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to listen. And then, and you know, offer, make an offering.
Right.
But that's all it is. Right. And
I saw this movie. I can't even remember the movie that I saw, but the line, and I don't have it down pat. The line was, you know, people need other people to acknowledge their lives, their things, the things in their lives, you know? So I need you to be my friend and acknowledge that I'm going through this, so I can share with you, you know, otherwise we wouldn't need friends or family in our lives, right? You have friends and family to experience life with. You shouldn't need them. You have them to experience your life with you, alongside of you, but you also have them to witness the things you're going through and your ups and downs, your tragedies, your celebrations, because otherwise, you know,
what's it all about?
Yeah. It's just you. Yeah. And no, you don't do things because you want other people, but that's what gives you.
Well, and I think too, like when you do have the moments that things are tough, they're there for a reason. And exactly. For me, you know, my personal belief system is every part of that is to wake your ass up.
Absolutely.
To become who you mm-hmm. are, to like who you really are.
Exactly.
Which in my meditative world is the stillness within yes. you. That's who you the really peace. Are. Mm. So all of these things challenge us mm-hmm. to wake up.
To wake the fuck up.
To wake up and show up.
Yes, I agree.
And when we wake up and we decide to show up in a place where people offer you the space and don't judge you, it's magic.
I know. It's absolute magic.
It's magic. There's this feeling. It's a true energy mm-hmm. that you can, well, if you're me and you're an intuitive, you can definitely feel
there it. Is.
There it is. I am That's an intuitive. Why she's so just weird. So you know. Yeah. Don't ask me to hold your car keys for too long.
She did mine. And she let me tell know you, some scared stuff. The fuck out
Anyways,
of me.
Anyways, so if you're an intuitive like I am, you can feel it. And it's like being home.
It is.
And
it's like finally.
It is. It's finally this finding. Arrival. Mm-hmm. This arrival that feels better than home. And we create that space.
Yes,
so, so if that's something that you're wanting, needing, prayed for, I don't know, mm-hmm. whatever it is in whatever world that you do your shtick in, we'd love to have you. And we hope that through our voices and the voices of the other women who come so bravely to tell their stories mm-hmm. with us on the podcast and in Raw, that little by little, I mean, I know this is like so whatever, but you make the world a better place.
No, it's not one, so whatever. That's yeah. exactly what it is.
One moment at a time, one connection at a time.
Exactly.
One point where you listen and honor and don't judge at a time. Changes our world.
Exactly. And it's that simple. It's literally that simple and it that is. Easy. It doesn't have to be a whole huge dramatic event.
It's not.
It's not. Mm-mm. So we're going to list all the places that you can sign up yeah. and follow us. Every podcast that we do will end with rapid fire questions.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah, I forgot that.
So Anissa's going to ask, I'll ask Anissa first since she forgot.
I totally forgot.
Listen, it's Raw.
I wrote the outline, so.
So I'm just going to ask, and how many, I know, we're.
Three.
Yeah. Three. How many of us, it can be whatever. Yeah. So I'll ask Anissa my three rapid fire questions. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, and they can be about anything. And then she can.
Copy ask. Them and paste them and ask Ellen right back.
All right. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Okay. Tell me your favorite quote.
Oh, you should always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. That will teach you to keep your mouth shut. That's Ernest Hemingway, who was a huge drunk, right? So you should always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. That will teach you to keep your mouth shut.
Oh, I love it. Don't you love it?
That's my favorite quote.
What's your favorite food?
Yeah, my favorite food. Oh my God, watermelon.
Really?
Oh my, I think that is proof that there's God, because nobody can make something that tastes that amazingly good. Oh my gosh, watermelon is the
listen
best
to her
ever.
I do love watermelon, but it's got to be like completely like in season and ripe and whatever.
Well, yeah.
Sweet.
So I, you know what? I actually have had it when it's come like off the truck. Uh-huh. And so it's even warm from
oh, wow.
the sun.
Okay. My last question.
Okay.
What's the last embarrassing thing that you did or this happened to you?
Oh my gosh. The last embarrassing thing that I did or that's happened to me. I do embarrassing stuff all the time. That's hard. Okay, I guess the best one, I guess this I could call, fall back. So I had my mic on and I went to the bathroom from this around the studio
yeah.
and mm-hmm. I left the mic on while I peed.
Yeah, that's happened a lot.
That was pretty, yeah.
All right, that's it.
I don't know if there's anything other. Okay, so now I get to
you
ask,
ask
you,
ask
right?
me.
All right. What?
Oh, Lord. Like, you should
what
see
What did
face.
Your prom dress look like?
My mom made my prom dress. It was white because my mom was a seamstress. Oh. And there were three girls and two boys, and we couldn't afford to go out and buy fancy prom dresses. So she bought this beautiful brocade white material, and it was strapless and very simple and strapless. And then she made like a little pashmina like a shawl over it.
Wow.
And but because I am who I am, the shoes were like hot pink, you know, and like tons of like blue eyeshadow, you know, and big weight. Cause I was like, it was in the 80s. Yo, even though I'm only 21.
Yeah.
It was in the 80s. All right. Yes. But it was beautiful.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And let's see, number two.
Yes.
We
got to be like more prepared.
I know.
Next time, well,
it's my fault. You were prepared. I forgot this part. Best travel.
I went to, literally went to Disney a couple of, maybe a month or so ago, and was able to bring my brother and his wife, who I don't get to see very often. And they, got to join us and hang out. And my youngest brother just got his doctorate, and they live in Pennsylvania. They never get to come home for vacations or like holidays because he's always been working on his dissertation, and now they've moved and it's his first job. So they were able to spend like a week with us. They came to our house first. We flew down there, we hung out, and then so that,
I totally thought
that
you
so
said
it's not
like
crazy.
Bali or
yeah,
Thailand,
no, it's not
or,
crazy, no? But that's like my most favorite.
I
yes.
love that.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be the personal assistant to Cindy Crawford.
No joke.
Yes. And I grew up in DeKalb, Illinois, and I knew her younger sister, Danielle.
I mean, who wants to be? Mm-hmm. That's an interesting thing to want to be.
And then as I got like in the
assistant.
80s, and I wanted to be the personal assistant to Madonna.
So just always mm-hmm. wanted to, and of yeah. course now you're an executive assistant, so
yes.
you got part of it.
A little bit.
For sure. I wanted to be a scientist.
Did
I know
you really?
It's not my turn to tell a story, but yeah, I wanted to be a scientist.
Awesome.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Well, what did you think about
you know
this
what?
Episode?
I had a really good time.
I did too. It was a lot easier than I thought.
And I think that people got a feel for who we are.
Yeah.
And what we are. So, and that was the point. So I think we achieved the goal.
Let's high five and knuckle bump really quick.
Okay. Which
Boom.
One first? Because I screwed
Let's
up.
Knuckle bump first.
Knuckle bump first.
Psh, psh. High five.
High five.
Psh.
Yay.
So
all right.
That's
so
it.
We will link in the show
yes.
notes.
Uh-huh.
You can. Oh, look at that.
Oh,
there.
Look at this. You can hear Anissa and Ellen on multiple platforms. Anissa?
Yeah. Oh, you can visit ATLPN, that's the AtlantaPodcastNetwork.com, and you can listen on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and now
on Spotify. Just search for ATL Podcast Network or Anissa and Ellen Raw to find our show. And it's ATLPN.com, mm-hmm. ATLPodcastNetwork.com, and Atlanta Podcast Network. Brian.
Awesome.
Brian's over here. We're going to have to take a picture of Brian. So
and we're
can see
Anissa
him.
And Ellen Raw. Real,
yes.
authentic women.
Booyah.
Booyah. Oh, social?
Oh, give our social media info. He's like he's giving us these little. Okay, yeah. So our social media is, the website is AnissaEllenRaw.com. The Instagram page is AnissaEllenRaw.
Yep.
The
Facebook
page
is AnissaEllenRaw.
The group page is Anissa and Ellen Raw.
Real authentic women. But we'll link it all in
yes.
the show notes.
And Anissa's Instagram page and Facebook is Anissa Amison.
Yeah, at Anissa Amison.
Amison. And I'm Ellen Nickel, so it's ELLENNICOLL Amison.
And then Anissa, A-N-I-S-S-A, A-M-A-S-O-N.
And
yay!
Awesome! Yeah. And we got it.
We got it.
I'm so proud of us.
Bye!
See you next time.
Yep.